Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Geruso, got me on mute?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Tommy?
I can hear you fine, sir. How many days left in office?
116.
Yeah, I know you're counting it down. Let's talk about the whole budgeting process, and we'll go through this in a lightning round, if you will, where the dollar values are tripled, probably not when talking about budget. Let's talk about the whole budgeting process. The mayor submits a budget, the council approves it, and then that's based on an estimate of how much money the city's going to have, accurate?
That is completely right.
All right, so what happened here?
Well, there's a couple.
Take a step back, Joe. We're talking about fiscal year here and not calendar year?
Calendar year for the city is the same thing as fiscal year.
Okay.
We run from the beginning. It's a great question because that's not always the case, but it is January 1 through December 31st.
Gotcha.
So there's a few things that happens here that I think just kind of bear the history, which is where we made the settlement with the school board in November, which we believe the administration agreed to. And then as payment is getting ready to come up for the school board settlement, there were factions inside the administration that said, well, hold on. Remember, this is the word that they used. There's a financial crisis, and we need to be very careful. And as we dug in, there was an issue of there being less revenue by an order of magnitude over $65 million.
To be clear, we're talking about 2025 here, right?
This is 2024 going into 2025. Correct?
But about the 2025 budget.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then we also said, by the way, what we're seeing right now as a result of the February 2025 report for January is there's a $40 million NOPD and other departments personnel overage. We are concerned about that. And I think, Tommy, like the most interesting thing at that point was you had two different competing things inside the administration. You had one group saying, hey, this is a huge problem and we need to be very careful. And you had another group saying, no, like this is an issue, but we're going to work our way through the issue. And this is the beginning of the year and these things have their necessary ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And Councilmember Morrell would kick me if I didn't make this point, so I will. He specifically asked, do we have to consider ourselves at DEFCON 1 where this is now such a big financial crisis, we cannot spend any money. And the administration said no to that.
So this is the administration's responsibility to determine how much revenue is coming in, accurate?
It is accurate that it's their responsibility to determine how much revenue is coming in. And here's the second point, which I know is a little esoteric, but it's the case. The council is responsible for appropriating the money. And then the administration is responsible for executing upon that appropriation. So, I mean, again, to sort of clear some air here about what's going on, if we appropriate, I'll make simple little numbers, a dollar for something, and the administration spends $1.50 on the thing that we've appropriated for, well, then they've overspent on the appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Go through that one more time, Joe.
I think that's very interesting the way you said that.
Yeah, so let's say we appropriate a dollar for something. We appropriate to a department a dollar. You can spend a dollar for your personnel costs. But if the administration spends $1.50 for the personnel costs, well, they've exceeded the appropriation, number one, And then number two, we, the council, don't learn until the back end. And this is sort of the necessary tension that goes on is, remember, the budget is something that you want to agree to with the mayor and the administration because they need to be able to go do the things. You don't want to hamstring them and blame them for not having money for police and fire.
Let me jump in. I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but as I always say, if you play golf for money, that's where most of the cheating comes in and where the money changes hands. So when it comes to a dollar for this, the mayor says we need a dollar for this. And the city council says, okay, you can have a dollar for that. The budget's approved. Then the mayor spends $1.50 or the administration spends $1.50. What does the law say about that? Who's keeping an eye on that? And at what point does it fall upon whom to fix that or deal with that deficit? Because already you've overspent your budget by 50 cents.
I would say it's a primary responsibility of the administration because you're supposed to know that you're only supposed to spend a dollar. Mm-hmm. But here comes the next part, in fairness. But when the council is aware, then the council has to say, whoa, we're off the tracks now. What do we need to do to get back on? And look, Tommy, I realize I'm a player in this and have my own view, but when we saw all this, we specifically said we are not going to spend more general fund revenue, which is the money that's free and clear that we get from property taxes, sales taxes, licenses, fees, until we feel like we're out of the woods. So we pretty much have not approved any new position in the city of New Orleans since the beginning of the year and have tried to limit that general fund spending that was going on. Now, I think here's the next step of all this. All right, so we start to have this discussion in January or February. In May, because we're pushing for it, and to your question of kind of making sure we're in close quarters, the administration says, here's our plan for trying to save money, what we need to do. And our expectation was that would be activated and there would be things that would happen. And I think what we saw this week is there are certain parts of that plan that have been activated and are going to happen. And there's other parts that don't feel like they've happened yet. And so we're trying to make sure that we're all on the same page. And for those things that were $1.50, how do we control spending or sometimes even move money from one pot to another one?
Let me jump in for 1 second, Joe. So basically you're rebudgeting at this point because the mayor can't spend money that the council doesn't allocate. The money the council has to allocate the money if the mayor overspends, and that's where you're back to almost like a de facto budget hearing?
Yeah, that's what we're back to. And
okay,
so
let me take a break and pick it up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick it up right there when we come back. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57, couple of minutes left. So in the budgeting process, the mayor says, the administration says, this is what we want. The council says yes or no. The amount of money that is available is dependent upon the administration's estimates, Joe?
Yeah, it's their revenue forecast that you get, and then beginning at the year, then you start to see where the revenue comes in, and make adjustments on that.
Jump in for a second. Does the city have cash on hand?
Yes, but that was also an issue at the beginning of the year because of the fact that we were using money to pay off FEMA projects that was limiting cash, and now that cash flow is better.
So what does the law say about the city and cash on hand or general reserve, however you phrase that?
Yeah, I mean, what, I don't know there's a law per se. There's two things. One, we have to keep a minimum amount in a rainy day fund for a true emergency, for example, if a hurricane hits. And I think it's going to be this year about $37 million in that fund. And then the what they say is sort of best general practices is to have about 2 months of general fund money on hand, which would be around about $150 million.
All right, so let me ask you this real quick before we run out of time. We got 90 seconds left. Where's the $65 million going to come from? And does that mean cuts to services, or what's the rest of 2025 look like? And what about 2026?
Yeah, well, you're asking the right question. I think the issue right now is we don't have a common set of facts, which is creating a lot of the confusion. And I spoke with Councilmember Moreno about this recently, and we're going to ask the legislative auditor to come in to look at everything, just as we've done with vendor payments and the sheriff. So that way, to your point, we know what's going on this year, and we're on a good path for the future.
Even with the $65 million deficit?
It's the $65 million may actually be what goes into the fund balance. I'm happy to come back next week and explain all of that.
Do that, please.
In 10 seconds.
No, you can't. Do that, please. Come back, because it's important stuff. It really is. And that's why I wanted to go into, I didn't spend too much time talking about the process, because it doesn't just happen, and people need to understand. Like, for example, the best practice is 2 months. That's what they say for us, all of us, with our personal finances. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. We come back. Arthur Hardy is retiring, in case you've not heard. And we come back, we're going to talk to Arthur Hardy and get his story. From when he was a little bitty boy all the way until now on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.